Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following introduction.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Joshua, a volunteer guide here in beautiful Rosedale Sculpture Park. My background is in art history, so I'll do my best to answer all your questions. But first, let me give you an overview of this amazing property. It was purchased in the 19th century by a local family who had spent many years abroad. During their years overseas, they collected many statues and other types of sculptures, some ancient, some modern, which you'll see around the gardens today. And now, take out your cameras as you follow me along our first trail.
Number 71. Who is the speaker? Number 72. What will the listeners mostly see during their visit? Number 73. What does the speaker invite the listeners to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome to Amir's Car Talk. Let's discuss electric pickup trucks. I recommend that truck enthusiasts out there invest in one. Most accelerate as quickly as sports cars, and electric pickups are super quiet. Plus, many have a towing capacity of over 5 tons. Sure, electric pickups are not cheap, but the environment will benefit. Consider this, too. Electric pickup trucks can even be used to power homes during an interruption in the supply of electricity. That's pretty amazing, right?
Number 74. What does the speaker recommend doing? Number 75. What disadvantage of electric pickup trucks does the speaker mention? Number 76. What alternative use for electric pickup trucks does the speaker mention? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Welcome to the monthly staff meeting. As you might guess from the number of customers we get, Big Box Supermarket performed well this past year. To show us their appreciation for our hard work, the owners are inviting us to dinner at Horton Restaurant. Congratulations, everyone. Now, let's get back to business. We are increasing the amount of fruits and vegetables we receive. As a result, I need 2 employees to arrive 1 hour early on Saturdays and Sundays. There's a sign-up sheet in the staff room.
Number 77. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 78. What are the owners doing? Number 79. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"There's a sign-up sheet in the staff room"?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement.
Homeowners, is your heating system over 10 years old? Are you paying too much for your heating bills? Honest Heating has the solution. Whether you need just a tune-up or an entirely new system, Honest Heating can help. We're the only heating company in the area that uses infrared cameras. They let us see holes, cracks, and rust that regular color cameras miss. Call today for a low-cost checkup. Mention that you heard about us on KNXY News Radio, and you'll receive a 5% discount. Don't delay. Call Honest Heating today.
Number 80. What is being advertised? Number 81. What does the advertisement emphasize about the company? Number 82. How can the listeners get a discount? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I am pleased to report on progress at our newest cement plant. Local mines began delivering raw materials, and by the end of the month, the plant delivered its first cement shipment to Regent Construction Company. The plant is not earning a profit yet, but we hope to be a strong partner with Regent during this construction boom. Also, all 60 employees recently completed safety training. In addition, 5 new employees received advanced safety training and certification. They will work with our safety program supervisors to ensure that appropriate procedures are followed.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the meeting? Number 84. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"But we hope to be a strong partner with Regent during this construction boom"?
Number 85. What did new employees do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
This weekend, Coleman's Downtown Theatre will present a marathon of science fiction films. Some of the films being shown are over 100 years old. Fans may even learn something about the history of science fiction films, since the films will be shown in chronological order. The marathon will run on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. On Sunday afternoon, makeup artist Sarah Wills, who has created some of film's scariest space monsters, will be in the lobby giving a demonstration.
Number 86. What will happen at Coleman's Downtown Theater this weekend? Number 87. What might people learn this weekend? Number 88. Who will be in the lobby on Sunday? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Helping investors keep a long-term perspective is part of our role as financial consultants. Before today's meeting ends, I want to remind everyone about tonight's security update to our computer systems. As you know, the security of our clients' personal and financial data is our highest priority. I hope you already viewed the online training video so you're ready to use the new security features tomorrow. If not, be sure to do so this afternoon. We are the most trusted company in the industry, and we want to stay that way.
Number 89. What work do the listeners do? Number 90. What will happen tonight? Number 91. Why does the speaker say,
"We are the most trusted company in the industry, and we want to stay that way"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
Greetings, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Eating Central. I recently tried two Italian restaurants that opened in the area, Arno's Bistro and Maria's Kitchen. Arno's Bistro features an elegant dining space with a nice view of South River. Maria's Kitchen offers only an unappetizing view of a parking area. But something was to my taste there, the chicken. It was moist and savory with a fresh tomato sauce and isn't to be missed. Sadly, the chicken at Arno's Bistro was dry, with sauce similar to what can be bought at the grocery store. Looking for some tasty Italian? Maria's Kitchen isn't pretty, but the food is superb.
Number 92. What is the purpose of the broadcast? Number 93. What does the speaker criticize about Maria's Kitchen? Number 94. What does the speaker recommend that the listeners do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following recorded message and invitation.
Hello, Evelyn. It's Sophia calling about my wedding arrangements. My wedding is 5 days away and the forecast has changed dramatically. It was originally supposed to be sunny, but a huge storm is going to arrive on my wedding day. Could you work with the Newfield Hotel to move our 5 o'clock reception indoors? Please reserve the Gold Room if it's still available. It has a wonderful dance floor and plenty of room for the band. Let me know which room you reserve so that I can let guests know about the change in plans.
Number 95. Who most likely is the listener? Number 96. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 97. Look at the graphic. What information will most likely be changed? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
Welcome, everyone. I've invited Ms. Sayan Mitra from SolveNow Consulting. She specializes in solving process optimization issues. Our automobile production process is too slow. According to SolveNow's analysis, the delay is in the painting process. We're wasting too much time cleaning the spraying tool when changing to a different paint color between cars. They recommend using a more powerful cleaning solution on the spraying tool. Ms. Mitra has some slides that take us through the study and recommendations. So please welcome Ms. Mitra.
Number 98. Who is Sayan Mitra? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which stage of car production is the speaker discussing? Number 100. What will the listeners most likely do next? This is the end of the listening test.